were saying on the news some kind of virus. Things got crazy. Man, you won't believe the panic.
AMC's hit zombie apocalypse drama, The Walking Dead, is a story about a shambling mass of the undead that brings civilization to its knees. Chris Tobey says the show is an apt metaphor for what will happen if lawmakers don't get serious about funding pensions.
I think we're going to be The Walking Dead for a long time because this is, and we're all going to keep saying, oh, we're just fine, you know, and we're going to be The Walking Dead for a long, long time.
Tobey is a former trustee of the Kentucky retirement system's turned whistleblower. He has over 30 years of public and private experience in financial investments, and he's a private consultant for pension funds elsewhere. He says that for over a decade, legislators and governors from both parties have underfunded the Kentucky Employee Retirement System, or KERS, which provides pensions to state employees. Currently, there's only enough money in the fund to pay about a quarter of the liability, which is what it will need to pay out in benefits. Tobey says it's one of the worst in the nation.
It's we have one pension that the KERS is definitely a zombie pension.
But all those retirement bills don't have to come due for this to cause trouble. Tobey says the pension issues are likely behind the state's credit rating downgrade. Now, when bonds are issued to pay for construction, the interest rate on the debt is higher. It's not that lawmakers are unaware. Last year, they passed a measure requiring $100 million to go toward KERS, but Tobey says that's only slowing the decay.
Basically, the deficit's been like $1 billion a year, and when the governor comes forth and says, well, I've got another $100 million for pensions, that doesn't mean it's $100 million. It means we're only going under $900,000 a year instead of $1 billion a year.
It's not just a problem with the KERS. Kentucky has two other large pension funds, one for teachers and one for county employees. Gary Harbin is head of the teachers' retirement system. He told lawmakers in September the pension will need far more than lawmakers are allocating.
These are our projections for what we need in the pension plan for this biennium, $390 million in the first year and $400 million in the second year.
The situation is dire enough that Harbin told lawmakers he is considering selling state land to shore up the fund. But while it did restore funding to schools, Beshear's budget proposal passed on teachers' retirements, effectively kicking the can down the road and directly at the next governor. When asked why, Beshear said simply,
"Where's it going to come from?" the short answer is that we don't have any extra money to infuse into that system at this time.
Beshear's office says the governor's budget does include language to address the issue, just not anytime soon. Beshear explains.
The language expresses our intent to create that mechanism that will eventually start putting money in there. But in all honesty, over the next 2 years, there is no money created with that intent to put into the system.
Aside from not addressing pensions beyond a $100 million commitment to KERS, Beshear's budget doesn't count on the state generating any new revenue to go toward pensions or any other programs. No tax reform, no expanded gambling. Tobey says it'll take that, or a federal bailout, to fully fund pensions. But none of those options are very popular. Neither is the pension topic.
People don't believe you when you say you need money, because they felt they've been lied to for so long. So there is a whole cultural thing there that I think we need to at least get started on trying to get honest with people about what the situation is. And maybe the next governor probably might be doing that, because, I mean, he is starting in a very big hole.
And now, as both chambers of the General Assembly gear up for closed-door budget talks, they may consider adding revenue or addressing pensions again, but Tobey says it's more likely you'll run into a zombie first. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.